Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What up, y'all?
What's going on, peeps?
What up? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
And to answer your question, I did check your mic, sweetheart.
I am grateful because I got to make sure y'all hear me out in these streets, okay?
Because that's her question of just life. Can y'all hear me? If y'all watch our vlog, then you know that Gabrielle.
Can you see me? It used to be, can you see
me? Oh, that's right. Can y'all see me? That's right. Now it's can y'all hear me?
Whatever. I am one of your hosts, Gabrielle, a.k.a. Gabe.
And I am your other host, Chad, a.k.a. Babe.
And we're so glad that you're here.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for coming and hanging out with us if this is your first time. Thanks for coming back if you've been here before.
Yes, exactly. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Yes, we do.
And today we're like...
Today was a struggle.
It was like, what is the top? Well, because, you know, we did some really good ones for Love Month, right?
I know. This is the last episode of Love Month.
So we're just going to have a little fun.
But I feel like we talk about love anyway, so it's not like we'll never talk about love
It's because you love me so much.
I feel like you're over so far.
I feel like you're over so far.
Like something.
Well, she be zooming this camera in, y'all. So she.
I didn't even zoom it in.
She be zooming it in, so she can be all up on see the definition of her hair and
whatever.
See the lip gloss popping.
Now both of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So she just wants you to see all that. But
you guys, can we talk about lip gloss for a moment? Our daughter is obsessed.
Obsessed
with lip gloss. Yes. And I don't know how that happened.
But no, the funniest thing is
how did that happen?
Funniest thing is, we walked in yesterday. We couldn't find her. And I came downstairs, Gabriel was like, was she up there with you? I was like, no. And we both looked at her office like, oh, crap.
What is she into?
Walked in the office, and it was a situation. So,
honey, she was kicked back in the chair, like relaxing in my office chair. Was she putting on the lipstick, or she had lipstick?
She was chewing a piece of gum.
Lipstick. It was on her
and
cheek.
Boom.
Exactly. Second of all, I need to be able to say cue the music. So you're taking away my tradition.
So she needs cue. Okay.
So you can't just let it come in like that because I wasn't even thinking about the music.
So next episode,
we're going back to how we normally.
Exactly.
And they're just gonna have to struggle. Exactly. Y'all just gonna have to deal with it because I don't like that when it just come in.
I know, right?
Talking.
But yeah, so you were talking about Reagan in your office. It ain't that hard.
Anyway. Oh, she had lipstick on her cheek and was chewing a piece of gum.
Just chomping a piece of gum. Just chomping.
Kicked back in the office chair. I was like, girl, if you don't get out of my purse.
But then she had two pieces of gum already out of the wrapper, like waiting for second piece.
But I don't know if she had already had a piece and swallowed it. Like, I don't know. We really don't know.
Because this girl.
But she can't find my purse.
I told Gabrielle she has to put her purse up high. You have to put your purse up where she cannot get it.
Because she knows how to unzip it and she just does her thing. I'm like, girl, can you get out of my purse? She was in my wallet the other day. I'm like, look. Don't let me get somewhere and don't have my debit card because you've been in my wallet.
She got it in school just trying to swipe things.
Like, what is happening?
She's trying to pay for lunch at daycare.
I'm not really sure where the lip gloss obsession came from, but.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I'm not really sure what to say.
Okay, so maybe I do know. Lip gloss is probably my favorite thing.
Like,
I can't leave the house without a tube of lip gloss. It is an actual problem. Like, I have lip gloss in the console of my car, in all of my purses, in my office, in the drawer downstairs.
You've got one in my car.
I found one in my gym bag, one in Babe's car. Like, I legit cannot be without a tooth.
There was one time we went to a store to get hers, and she bought, like, literally 12 tubes.
First of all, they were on sale. So, you're welcome for saving
then
money.
Then she actually went online on Amazon or something and actually had to order some.
Wait, because they had, like, discontinued
them. I was cracking up. She was like, oh, no.
Okay, so I wear the Victoria's Secret.
The Vicky Sicky.
Clear lip gloss. Shout out to them. This is the second time in 2 weeks that we talked about them. Not sponsored.
No.
Yes, but I wear their clear gloss. It is my absolute favorite. It's their minty clear gloss. It used to come in a white tube. Now comes in a green tube. So between the switch, like, they were just off the shelves for a while. And I was like, oh, my God, y'all discontinued it. But I guess they were just trying to get the repackaging together. Mm-hmm. So then they brought it back. So, yeah. I probably have like 10 tubes just it's chilling. Hilarious. Waiting for me to open them because I don't ever want to run out of it. I don't.
It's the cutest thing ever.
It's just the best.
It's so cute.
It's the best.
It's so cute. So I guess with that,
let's get into the question today. We ain't talking about nothing.
You ain't talking about nothing.
It's my turn to pick a number. Right?
That's right. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So you pick a number, sweetheart.
Okay.
Be a good
Y'all
one.
Send me good.
Be like good not a depressing one this time.
Mojo for the number, okay? Because I feel like we've been struggling with life. What does it go up to? Do we know that?
235.
It does not go up to 35.
235.
Oh, I thought you were saying 2 as in T-O, 35. Anyway, okay. 203.
It's so funny that you like just separated the 2 and the 35 on your own.
Well, because, I mean, you get that, right? It sounded like you could have been like, it goes so up cute. To 235.
Oh, here we go. This is decent. Okay. Does your partner do things that regularly, wow, that's a hard word, embarrass you? If so, how do you handle this?
I don't think that that's a good one. I mean.
It's not a crazy one about somebody dying or sleeping with
somebody,
underage. Yeah.
Breaking the law because, you guys, if you listened last week, I did not know this, but apparently it is still against the law if two minors are engaging in like sexual activity. Like it can be a crime because a 12-year-old knows better. So yeah, if you listened to last week, if you didn't, you have to go back and listen.
Yeah, go check it out
to know what we're talking about. Do you do things that regularly embarrass me now?
What about in when we first got married? Ever.
You ask that like you feel like you have the answer.
No, I don't. I'm just asking.
I can't think of anything that you've ever done to embarrass me. No, you're not embarrassing.
No. Yeah, no. Because even though she's not a PDA fan, but that doesn't embarrass
me. It doesn't embarrass me, no.
Because I slapped the booty in public.
Yeah.
In the gym, like if we're close to each other, I'd smack the booty.
I'm used to it now, like, yeah, but it so never really like embarrassed me.
Yeah, I can't think of anything
that embarrasses
I can't think
me.
Of anything that.
I don't think that you do.
I can't think of anything that you've said has embarrassed you.
No, what about me? Do I do anything that embarrasses you?
No.
I think we need a new question. I don't like that one.
Okay, pick another one.
Okay.
She's so cute.
64.
65.
My first thought was 55, though.
Okay. Well, which one you want to go with?
I don't know. You pick. You're surprised me.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this is deep.
Is it really? Which one did you go with?
I went 64. With 64. It's deep, though. Don't be trying to look.
Well, you about to read it anyway.
What do you do to try to hold on to your partner's love? Second part of the question. Would you find it more painful to have your partner stop loving you, leave you, or die in an auto accident?
Oh, my God.
Exactly. This book. I'm canceled. Gregory Stock, you're canceled.
First of all, I don't even want to think about that. Mom sent a bunch of links to a bunch of question books on Amazon that she found. So I'm about to order some different ones. I feel like maybe we'll just like rotate. Like one day we'll go back to the regular book of questions. One week we'll do the love edition. Or next week we'll do a whole new book. Like I'm going to just get a few so we can have them on deck.
Because that one.
Okay, but I wanted to answer it.
Okay. Well, yeah. What do you do to hold on to your partner?
I don't remember what to say.
Okay. What do you do to hold on to my love, Shouty?
I mean, I don't think that I actively do anything to hold on to your love. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in the business of keeping nobody that don't want to be cap, okay? No, I'm just kidding.
You're so cute. Okay.
Shout out to Port of Justice. But I think that I demonstrate love, like I give you love. So I mean, I guess you could look at it in terms of like things that I do to keep you happy.
not like
I just make sure that you are taken care of and that
I need every day you to walk up to me and say please keep loving me, please keep loving me, babe. I need you every morning. I need you to come to tell me that please keep loving it. I'm holding on to your love.
Yeah, that's really weird to hold on to your love.
Well, like, I think that's
are we reading it wrong? Holding
on to your love, but that means to me that means what I'm doing to hold on to your love is treating you with respect, kindness, loving you, supporting you. I'm doing those actions that should,
yeah,
in theory, hold on to you. Your That's what I think.
Okay, but what if it means, like, cherish your love or something? Because it follows up with losing you. So maybe, like, what do I do, like,
live in that love?
Live
and
in
cherish.
The love or remember it or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me think
not
of,
take it for granted, appreciate it. Maybe?
I don't know. How do you guys interpret the question? Just for it to follow up with that second question, mm-hmm. It seems like maybe
basically,
the
if it, because the second question is like, if it went away, what would you do? And they gave you three scenarios.
Right. Okay. Well, I think one obvious way that we do that is by recording our whole life on Gay Babe TV. Like, mm-hmm. That is one thing that I will always have. Always have. God forbid if something were to happen to you, I will always have those moments that we've shared together
absolutely.
To go back and look at, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, all of them.
Yeah, it's just
so many.
And
like,
it's a
so many.
I mean, there's so many times it's been old videos. Same for me. So many times it's been old videos that pop up, and I mm-hmm. watch five minutes of it or something, you know, and I'm just like, you know, laughing again or just appreciating again mm-hmm. all that we've been through and done together.
Yeah.
So I think that,
I mean, that's
a great
that's
way.
One way that I know that I could do that.
The best home movies possible.
I have thought about that before. It seems kind of morbid, but just like, you know how people have a scent? Like, everybody has a scent. And I've always thought about how, like, I'd probably never ever wash your pillow. Like, because it smells like you.
You better stop talking about all this.
I know, it's gonna make me cry. Like, I don't want to talk about this.
Don't
but
talk about this.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know that I want to keep talking about it. Yeah,
okay,
what's the second part of the question? I don't
want to
cry.
We're done with that one.
Oh, I don't want to cry.
I love you.
I love you too,
I love you.
Sweetheart.
You make me cry over
but,
here. Okay. Would you find it more painful to have your partner stop loving you, leave you, or die in an accident?
That's why I would, that's what I get for picking a second question.
exactly. We have to stay with the first one.
I don't want none of them to happen, but I think that I would be able to live with you leaving. Because you may still love me. I'm still going to see you. We got kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that would hurt.
Yeah, I mean.
But.
All of them would.
Like, I would never
absolutely
wish for you
suck.
To just,
I mean,
just be gone. And
all
I,
of
like,
them.
Who would pick that? Like, literally. I mean, like, that's the last thing I want.
Yeah.
And I would hate for you to stop loving me, too. Obviously, that would hurt. That would be, like, the second worst thing that would happen. But if you leave, then I may still be able to, like, think that, oh, maybe you do still love me, mm-hmm. or you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't completely shut the door.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's just, I don't know, but I don't like any of them.
There's always a glimmer of hope that you could come back, or that we could reconnect, or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like this
I don't want none of them to
I feel
happen.
Like this is one of those questions where it's like trying to pick the lesser of the three evils.
I think that's the lesser of the three evils. That's just you leaving.
Leaving would be the lesser of the three.
Yeah.
Because you still have that person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woo, that was deep, y'all.
Girl, don't be talking about that.
I don't know.
Don't be trying to wash my pillow now, okay? But let's get back to that. Don't be trying to wash my pillow.
Thank you for bringing but, some life. Woo!
But that was so, so.
Man, which one would y'all choose? I'm pretty sure you're in the same boat. Like, you don't want to think about any of that.
And if you do,
might want want to evaluate something.
Okay, man, I ain't gonna talk that through with somebody. but yeah, now you my girl, you the bomb. Yo. You ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. Man, homie lover and best friends.
You had to put the best friends
the
in
best
there.
Friends.
Okay, best friend.
So yeah, see, that was my great segue into our first sponsor.
You're not supposed to say it's a segue. You're supposed to just go into it, man.
But you laughed at my best friend, so I had to, like, this is why
I knew what you were doing.
I didn't tell her. I just went into it. So, yes, I want to tell you about our first sponsor. I said best friend, but this is actually called Best Fiends. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not friends. Best Fiends. Okay? If you watch us on the vlog, then you've seen us actually promote and work with them before. It's actually a great game. It's a free download. And it's just a fun little game to play. Like, it's just, it just keeps your attention. It's not addictive in a bad way. It's not like, you know, it's just something that you can just have fun with for a little bit. Chad Jr. loves it as well. It's something that he enjoyed getting through the levels and just, you know, it was really fun for him. It was actually fun for all of us. And I'm sure Reagan would probably enjoy it as well. Right now she would just probably just hit the phone with stuff, but a little bit about it. It actually is, you know, it's a casual game that anyone can play. It is made for adults, but again, it's kid friendly in that fact that, you know, your kids can play. You can spend as much or as little time as you'd like in the game. We're on like level 48 or something like that. It's 40 something. We up there. And but it's not like, you know, it's not like one of those games where you're like just frustrated and it's difficult to get through the levels.
It's kind of like distracting a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying, it's not something that takes like so much, but it's entertaining, so
exactly. And it's like, you know, so it's really really great because they update the game, they try to make it, you know, more appealing and, you know, things that you can look forward to. So they, you know, it's a 5-star rated game, you know, great characters. It is challenging, but again, not frustrating. That's I like to think of it that way. Frustrating games get on my nerves, but challenging games are pretty good. So most of the characters, just so you see, they're actually bugs, and then the antagonists are slugs. So it's interesting. You got to check it out. It's a cool game. So yeah, again, like the game, you know, it's you know, really good visual, bright colors, just, you know, easy to look at, and again, it'll be you know, just fun to play. You can actually, I think, you know, before I forget to mention, we've played it, you know, in the house, we played it in the car, we played it waiting, you know, at appointments. I mean, literally you can play wherever. And it kind of just takes you away from that waiting time or whatever, you know, kills some time for you. So awesome. Again, game, you can actually engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Okay, so again, go check out the game, Apple App Store, Google Play. It is a free download, and I think you'll have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, so check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, so but yeah, but you, seriously, you are my best friend.
Thanks. You're my best friend. I think I just made that up.
No, you know, you did the happy and we're singer and we're.
No.
Give me a, what was that?
Give me a high five. That was the Wayans
Brothers, yes.
Yeah, but I think I was thinking about something else. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, like we said, this was kind of going to be a hodgepodge of things. And I really wanted to have a full episode where we talked about Love is Blind. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then head on over to Netflix and start watching the show Love is Blind.
Yes.
So, okay, we started it probably like 3 days ago.
I randomly walk upstairs and she's watching something. I'm like, what are you watching?
Because I had heard people talking about it. So I was like, what is this? Let me see what they're talking about. And we're only like 5 episodes in, maybe. I know there's like 9 right now that you can actually watch.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
But we're only halfway through. So
it's hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Lachey.
I just like saying Lachey.
But so the premise of it, if you've never even watched it, they have these, I don't know how many people go into this place. And the idea is that you meet and fall in love with your soulmate and ask them to marry
within
you
10 days.
Within 10 days. But you cannot see each other.
Until after you've proposed.
Until after.
And they've said yes.
Yes. So you are like talking to this person through like pods, and you just have these dates where you get to know each other and you mm-hmm. have these conversations, and you spend these 10 days to, you know, get to know each other, ask the person to marry you, mm-hmm. y'all see each other, and then they go on a vacation together to, you know, see if the physical attraction matches the emotional attraction, yeah. and then like the wedding is in 30 days after that or something. It is the craziest show.
And there has been some funny moments. I can't even say one of the funny moments, because
it is the craziest thing.
Just,
but
you like, where do they find these individuals?
I kinda like it though.
No, it's actually an interesting show to watch, because it's different, right? Yeah. And I think that was their whole
different.
Point, to be, yeah. be, you know, be different. And I liked, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the premise of getting to know someone without seeing them, without the physical.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because obviously
that's
you and
like
I,
story, yeah.
you know, you and I had that experience, yeah. and that was great. So
I mean, we got to see each other.
We got to see each other.
Pictures.
But we didn't get to, you know, be together every day or, mm-hmm. you know, and so there was a lot of time where we were apart, but we got to talk and just get to know each other.
Yeah.
So I love that aspect mm-hmm. of it. And I do believe that, you know, that love can, you know, happen pretty fast.
Yeah. In 10 days? I mean, I guess if that's all you're doing is spending your days talking to this person, like they've removed all outside distractions. So they couldn't have their phones. They couldn't have
yeah,
anything.
Exactly.
So it's just like them isolated in this place.
And they go on these dates.
Know,
yeah. yeah. And then when they
people.
Find the person that they want to be on a date with more, then they
yeah.
go on a date more and more with that person.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm so invested. I'm like, what's going to happen next?
I know.
Because
we already got
next?
Some ideas. Like, one person's going to be going for another.
Man.
Why they with they one person?
Yeah,
like,
because see, here's the thing. There was a couple, you know, ladies that were after the same guy. He kind of led one on.
Three, to be exact.
And three, actually. He led them all on. Then he decided on the one that I didn't think he was going to. But I feel like now they're all on this vacation together? In an island. At an island, and I think they're going to start running into each other.
They will.
And it might be I picked the wrong one.
Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Why do you have to say their last name?
I don't
like
know.
That? It's Lachey. Shout it. Lachey.
But no, it's an interesting show, y'all.
It's
so.
Such an interesting show. And I was thinking, like, would you sign up to go on a show like that? I mean, obviously not now, because you don't need nobody else's love.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so because it's an absolute. I'm looking at it from the side of old boy that's with old girl that wants to be with old dude.
Oh.
He's going to get his heart broken, which
wait.
You know what I'm talking about.
Old,
the fitness trainer that's with old girl.
Okay. So, spoiler alert, if you've not watched
it. Yeah, we're trying not to give it
away. We're trying not to give it away, but some of you might have watched it. So yeah, there is this couple that ends up together, but he was kind of like the fallback plan.
Yes, he was plan B.
He was plan B, and you can see it now that they're together.
For her, you can tell that
she's
not.
She's like the physical. She keeps making reference to like he's not what she would typically go for, like physically. And
he's too young.
So it's, you can kind of tell
that she's not into it.
She's not really into it.
And he's fully into her,
yeah.
but she's not.
She's not into
so
it.
So I think
yeah.
it's just one of those things where it's like, it's just the chances, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, mm-hmm. and I hope that I'm wrong in their cases. Hopefully yeah. the people find some love and are married for many years. I hope that.
Yeah,
I wish everybody to find love.
Yeah.
But I think the percentage is like 80%, maybe 85% of people are gonna potentially fail.
How do you know that? Did you just pull that percentage?
Yeah,
out
I just
of
said
air?
It. Yeah, because like, well, think about it. Just think about it. Two of the couples already.
Yeah.
Three of the couples already, like, think about, old boy that had the three girls really picked kind of
the crazy one.
He picked the crazy one, and I don't think he realized it.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of did realize it, but she was kind of like the fallback. I don't think he was, she wasn't the first pick.
I don't think so either.
She was the third pick.
Yeah.
So that's bad right there. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, old boy that dropped the bomb.
Man, there was this one couple. He had the. I feel like we should just talk about it. I hate talking in codes. Like, I don't want to spoil it for you. So maybe skip pass a little bit if you don't want to know what happened. But
yes.
So there's this one couple.
Yeah.
And the guy had been holding the secret that he is bisexual. Like
not was.
And I think that he's, yeah, like, I, like he, the way that it came across is that he is still.
That he loves people for who they are on the inside, yeah, not never, the external.
It was never presented to her like this. I mean, he said it was in his past, but he didn't make it seem like.
In his interviews, he said, not him anymore. Like he almost said like it was.
Like it was who current. He was, yeah. Like he's just attracted to the inside, and I don't know.
Which is whatever. Own you. Do you?
I appreciate the honesty, but I feel like he should have told her before he popped that question.
Because then he popped it at the resort.
Yeah, like the first night. They were together, and
yeah,
she's trying to process it. Needless to say, we don't really know what happened with that yet because we told y'all we only had.
Needless to say, they did not sleep in the same room. Or same bed that night. So
no, they didn't.
That's all we know because that's where we got to.
Yeah.
And then one couple, the interracial couple, both people seem cool, but at the same time, it's an interesting dynamic because I don't think he's ever been, he doesn't seem like he's ever been with a black woman.
And she said this.
She said she's never been with a white guy.
So, I mean, I don't know, you know, that don't mean nothing. Look at us. So, well, I mean.
Yeah,
you ain't been with no white girls, but
what I'm saying, I think. That's so funny to me. But I think, absolutely. Again, I'm rooting for all the couples. Yeah, yeah. You know, if they're in love, be in love.
It's an interesting show. We say all this to say it's an
interesting show.
Maybe we'll be able to talk more about it once we see exactly what happens. Because I know a new episode comes out this Thursday, but I don't know like how many episodes are in the whole shebang. So I don't know. I'd be curious to know. Would you guys be willing to go? And here's my thing with shows like this. It's really hard to decipher, is this actually
you
want
to cipher?
No.
Yo.
Okay. It's really hard to decipher, like, is this happening in real life or are these, like, people just trying to be famous? You know what I'm saying? Because
that's always my thing, too.
Think about reality TV, too. Like, it's not always... reality. The stuff be scripted sometimes.
Exactly. So my thing is, yes, are you...
They try to make the, you know, like, try to pick the people with the most drama and just all of these things. So it's like, what is manufactured and what is actually happening? Because back in the day, as an actress, I did have the opportunity to audition for A Flavor of Love.
Wow.
It was an actual audition. So it's like... those shows, you really just trying to get on. Like, you're just trying to
You couldn't
be
have kissed Flavor Flav.
Absolutely not. Like, the lady calls me and she tells me about the audition. And I was like, can I ask who the person is? And she told me, which I'm surprised that she did. And I was like, oh, I'm good. I can't even act like I would be interested in that man. Okay? So... I mean, but when you think about that show, they was all trying to get on. They was all trying to be famous.
Yeah, I mean.
But it screwed me up because I'm like.
The only one that wanted to be with Flavor Flav was New York.
And I still feel like that's an act. I just don't believe
her. I don't know, man.
Is Tiffany Pollard? I just don't believe her.
I just feel like, but I feel like at some point.
You got to let that go. If it was an act.
Yeah, if it was an act, I think.
I don't know.
Even if it was an act to get back on the show the second time, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. But.
Still.
She still be like I.
Yeah, everything she's on, he comes up.
He comes up, so I feel like she did have feelings for him, and
she might have.
Yeah,
right. But it's just hard with reality TV to know like what is real, what is not, what is made up.
It should be called fakeality TV.
Fakeality, okay? It is straight scripted.
Most of it is. Yeah, it's gotta be
reality in quotation marks. Yeah, so I'm excited. So watch it, so we can come back and talk about it once we finish. I don't know how many episodes it is, but once they finish, I think we're going to come back and we'll talk about it. But we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. Would you guys be down to experiment like that?
That would be.
Would you leave your life decision up to 10 days? Like 10 days? I don't know.
Because that's the thing. The goal of the show is for you to... You basically go on the show. You're saying, I'm getting married in 6 weeks.
Right. Like, that's what's happening.
To someone that I've never met before
in my life
or seen.
Yeah.
And then 10 days in, if you found that person, then you have 4 weeks.
That's crazy.
It's just crazy.
I will say that they did a really good job of picking the people because out of everybody, I still never felt like, anybody looked like horrible or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's just not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was no. pretty attractive, not like.
Yeah, they're
nobody
all.
Nobody was a huge eyesore.
And it says, like, it tells what all the professions are. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they're, based on, less, if those are accurate depictions of what they do, which yeah. I'm guessing
they,
I think
that
it
they
is.
Are. So they're probably.
I mean, there's some scientists, there's some, you know, like general managers, mm-hmm. There's some people that are, you know, probably doing decent in their career field.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the way that they thought that they could find love. I mean, I don't.
I don't know. Maybe it is real. I don't know. I'd just be skeptical.
No, there's definitely some stuff. There's a few situations where you know that they were like, okay, they told mm-hmm. them to act like this or, yeah. you know.
I did find the one chick on social media because she's a content creator.
Oh, did you?
It was hard for me to try to figure out what she did before the show, because I feel like all the stuff now that she's posting is about the show and stuff. So I'm like, well, what did you do? I don't know. The black chick. I don't remember her name.
The one's the interracial relationship.
Yeah, the one that's in the... So yeah, honey, I don't know. That's a
lot. It's interesting.
It is very interesting.
But yeah, so that's our new show that we haven't watched a reality since Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. Love
I mean, you watch the Kardashians, probably, obviously.
I still watch the Kardashians. Yeah. I will always watch the
but
Kardashians.
But outside of that, though,
they
the only
keep
one,
me
the one we
well
watched together.
Entertained, okay? But I think that is the last one that
we watched together. Was
together.
Was
no, I feel like we watched another one. We watched a little. No, The Housewives, I think, was more me. You might catch it a little bit if I was watching it, but I ain't watched The Housewives.
I watched
like
two, three seasons. That one
you
season.
You did watch one
but
season.
But then it
kind of
just got.
Yeah, I'm like two seasons behind, maybe
yeah.
three seasons.
So
behind.
Yeah, I think this is the first one we've watched together in a long time, though. Yeah. And it's interesting. It's different kind of.
It's different.
Different, and
it's
I
nice.
Think that you know
what we've been watching before we go to bed. It's like our little.
You call and go up in bed.
Go
up
in bed and relax,
you know?
And watch it and just crack up. Like it legit
Literally.
Is funny.
Oh
it
my
is,
goodness! I've made. Funny. I think I got Gabriel cracking up.
Because maybe making this commentary, I'd be like. He'd be cracking me up.
It's so funny, man. It's just like, it's just funny. Because there's some people that are on there that are like extra deep, and it's like you doing the most right now. But it's hilarious.
So that was my contribution to the episode. That was my idea for the topic. Babe came up with his own idea for what we should talk mm-hmm. about. So we're going to get into his contribution. But before we get into that, I want to talk to you guys about Glossier. If you guys remember, I talked about them a few episodes ago and how much I loved their Milky Jelly Cleanser. And I still love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still thebomb.com. I don't think that I gave it to you for you to try it, though.
That's why
did I
did them. That's why I did them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because she ain't shared it yet.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep it all to myself.
I can tell. Your face is beautiful.
Thank you, love. But I love it. I'm such a fan of the Milky Jelly Cleanser. It is like a luxurious, creamy gel. Like it literally feels good. It makes you feel like, you know, you're washing with some expensive stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like it feels really good. It takes away the excess oil, dirt, and makeup. And it is gentle on your eyes. So I really like that. I do have kind of sensitive eyes. I wear contacts, so you have to be, you know, careful what you're washing your face with. So the Milky Jelly Cleanser is one of Glossier's top-selling products because people are obsessed, just like I am. In 2015, they asked the community, like, what is your dream face wash? And then they took, like, all of the responses, and this is what they came up with. So the Milky Jelly Cleanser is the perfect way to start your skincare routine. It is pH balanced with a blend of 5 skin conditioners, dermatologist tested, hypoallergenic, non-irritating, cruelty, and paraben free. So if you guys would like to get that glowy, dewy skin for yourself, visit glossier.com/podcast/LMO. So if you guys would like to get that glowy, dewy skin for yourself, go ahead and visit glossier.com/podcast/LMO. All of our listeners can get 10% off of their first order. So that's 10% off of your first order at glossier.com/podcast/LMO. That's glossier.com/podcast/LMO.
That's right. I mean, get you some. Because here's my thing. If my skin looks as beautiful as it does now without it, I can't wait to try it. I can't wait till she lets me get some.
I am. I'm going to give you some this week, and he'll report back and tell y'all
I'm gonna be glowing next week.
how it made him feel.
That's right.
And how it made his skin look.
I'm excited. But yeah, so, you know, I was kind of looking through, because again, we threw this together. You know, going through, looking for ideas and things that, you know, for this last episode. So I just found like a little article, you know, and we're not going to go through all of them, but we'll kind of go through a few that kind of stand out. It was 24 ways to strengthen your marriage, and we'll put a link to it down in the show notes. But there were some good ones on there, and then some of them, you know, some of them are generic and just, you know, yeah. But
so which ones, I guess, stood out?
So the one that stood out to me was start each day with a kiss. Decide to begin the day with love. And I think that that's and you know, that's something we've been trying to do. We've been doing this 30 days of what's the name of the book?
The Sex Challenge.
Yeah, Sex Challenge. Yeah, the Sex Challenge.
First
yes.
of all, we ain't been doing it. Well, we did it like 3 days. Well, it's supposed to be a 30-day.
Well, we haven't been doing the book. We ain't been doing the book part.
Y'all, speaking of, though, we're getting ready to start another sex challenge, so we'll have to update you so on excited. That. Like this, have you got? Okay, so it probably sounds weird, but I think that it, stuff like that is so fun. So we're starting one in March. So if you guys want to get on the sex challenge with us, do it, okay? Like every day. I think you pick how many days. It's within the 30 days, but you can do like 21 days. You could do like 14 days.
I'm trying to do
30. Do you really think that we could do it for 30 days?
In 30 days?
Every single day?
In 30 days, I'm trying to do it 45 times. I'm trying to do it for 45 days in 30 days.
You ain't lying, okay? I cannot do it.
Girl.
Anyway, so no, that one is good because one of the nights in the sex challenge was about kissing.
Yeah.
And how
exactly, and that's yeah. and so we yes, that's perfect. So we
have been trying to make
make it a point to actually kiss, yeah. not like
not
a little peck.
Peck.
Yeah, jinx, Gabriel.
You know, anyway, good. Not the you know like oh, I'll see you later. Oh, hey,
but actually like hold each other and just kiss.
Yeah,
like, really.
We
kiss.
Have to set our timer for like 15 seconds, and it was like set your timer for 15 seconds. So this is your homework. Mm-hmm. Set your timer for 15 seconds and kiss your spouse or significant other the entire time.
Like,
it's crazy how long that is.
But it's
I'm
good
like,
though.
Dang, it ain't
but it's yet. Good though. She'd be getting into it.
Yeah.
She'd be getting into it. She'd be like,
so we've been making it an effort to
yeah.
do that.
So that kind
of
kiss.
Type of
that kind of kiss. Not just a little
kissing.
Peck. We kiss every morning regardless, but I want to make sure that we're doing that's what I want to do. I want us to do like an actual kiss. Mm-hmm. Embrace each other, kiss and just show, you know, hey. I'm excited to get this day started with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I think that's a good one. I think that can help, you know. I definitely love this one. Go on a date with your spouse once a week.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if it's just for coffee, dedicated time for the two of you is important.
Yeah.
So that's something that we got to get back on track with because, you know, a babysitter left, and so we got to get.
Oh, yeah, we don't have a date this week.
Yeah, we don't have a date this week. So
did
we got to get Grandmommy.
I know, right? You listening, Grandma?
We're gonna see you tonight, Grandmommy.
I know. She comes over for Taco
Tuesday.
Exactly. We film the podcast on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
She comes over for Taco Tuesday.
So we're going to hit her up tonight.
No, we'll be out of town this weekend.
Well, yeah. Well, next weekend. Well, I'll be out of town next weekend.
Then I'll be out of town.
I know. Jeez.
Oh, man. We're going to have a weekday.
We're going to have like a weekday.
Yeah, we're going to have
We'll figure it out. We'll
figure
it
out.
I
saw one as you were scrolling. Wear your ring, wedding ring at all times. I feel like this is basic. Marriage 101.
This should be basic.
But there are a lot of people out there that don't wear their wedding rings, and I do not understand.
Why
that.
Not?
Like, if you have one, because some people just don't believe in wedding rings.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that well, then that's
thing.
A choice. If you both,
but if
you know,
you
whatever.
Have one? Why would you ever not wear it? Like, explain that to me.
It
if there's anybody out there like that has a wedding ring that doesn't wear it, please explain to me why you don't wear it.
And here's my thing: we've heard some people say that. They don't wear the ring because it's uncomfortable. It ain't gonna get comfortable if you don't wear it.
Exactly.
I mean, like for instance, if you're watching, you'll see that I have a black ring on right now, and my ring is actually like a gunmetal gray.
Gun metal,
but this is my workout ring. This is actually like a silicone one that I can, you know. But when I work out or play basketball, I put this on. But I never, even in triathlons, I wear this. I'm never going.
No.
Anywhere without a ring because I am proud to wear this bad boy.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that I'm a better husband because I'm wearing this. It just means that this is just one reminder of how lucky
Yeah.
And blessed I am to have Gabrielle.
Absolutely.
So yeah, but it's never.
I don't understand it's weird. That. Like, I got a new wedding band last week, and I had to send off my actual ring to get rhodium plated so that it could match the new band. So between the time that I left the jewelry store and getting home, I had to run a couple errands. I didn't have a ring on. And when I tell you, I just felt so uncomfortable because I feel like I'm like it's false advertisement. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see people interact with you. And I feel like men especially, like, they're always looking to see if you got a ring on your finger. You know what I'm saying? So it just made me feel uncomfortable. So I don't understand people that just out here married without a ring on.
And most, and let's be honest, I guarantee you, it's most of them are men that are stubborn.
Put that ring
get
on.
Your life together. Okay. Are you proud to be married to your wife?
You gonna wear that ring.
Wear your ring.
If it ain't comfortable, we gonna find you one that is comfy. Good and comfy.
Pick something that's actually worth being stubborn about.
Yeah.
Because that ain't it. But yeah, so that's a good one. Let's see. I mean, laugh together. That's obviously right there. Like, just, you got to have, and I think you got to have fun together, man. You got to, like, you know, like, you got to just lighten up. Mm-hmm. Life should be when you're with your spouse, life should be there should be the least amount of stress. Mm-hmm. There should be the least amount of pressure. There should just be just this feeling of just comfortableness. Yeah. You can be yourself. You can, and I think that laugh together, if you're tense and you're pressured and you're stressed, there ain't no room for laughter. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? So, like, when Gabrielle is in a mood, or if I'm in a mood, we gotta get Chad soon, so we got our alarms on. But if we're like, you know, then my goal is to make her laugh, mm-hmm. and make her smile. Because I love seeing it, for one. It fills my heart with joy, but I know that it brings her down.
It does. It definitely brings me down.
It breaks down the wall that she's built from this, mm-hmm. pressure she's put on herself, mm-hmm. for the day or in a situation.
Yeah, it's just nice to have that one person that you can let your hair down with. Like, just be silly, be goofy, be all of the things, and not worry about,
like, Gabrielle. Yeah, because Gabrielle's goofy.
Whatever. Like, I'm super goofy.
But nobody knows that. Not everybody knows that. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a good one. You got to be laughing with your significant other. Like, you have to be.
Yeah. And there's a few we talked about, like, before, so I'm not going to. We've talked about them in other ones, but I think they're, you know. This was a good one that Gabrielle told me. She, you know, she talked to me about that. So I'm a lazy dresser when we're just working, like, because we work for ourselves. So if I'm just going to be editing or going to the gym, like, I wear joggers and a t-shirt, you know. And that's just kind of just the way I am, you know, like, I'm a successful business owner, and I've, you know, said, hey, I'm going to dress the way I want to dress. But at the same time, I need to make sure that I need to ensure that I'm looking my best for my wife. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, ladies, look the best for your husband, because, you know, like, it's about presenting, like, hey, I love you enough to take care of myself.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not about dressing up to the T. It's not about doing your makeup to the T. It's just about just being presentable. Like, for me, making sure my beard is, you know, that it's not all the way down my neck. Yeah. You know, I've been trying to get beard oils to make it softer for Gabrielle. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because that the stuff that she, you know, it would, she wants me. She asked me to make it a little softer. And so I'm going to do that. Why would I not?
Right. Yeah. I think it just heightens the attraction, you know what I'm saying? Like, just present, you present your best self when it's time to go to work. So why not present your best self for your spouse? Like, and I'm not saying, ladies, we got to be done up every time we at the house.
Not at all.
I got tons of lounge clothes and comfy clothes, but I make sure that they're cute. Like, I'm not walking around here well, I do have my holy panties that I like sometimes. Sometimes you just get that good pair of panties that are just comfy.
I'm okay.
And you just wear them. Y'all
I'm
know
okay.
period panties. Ladies, we all know about that. But you know what I'm saying? Just making sure that you are looking cute when it's time to go to bed. Tie your scarf cute. You know what I'm saying? Get you a cute bonnet to put on. Like, just make sure that your spouse is visually appealed and visually stimulated, you know, just like every other area.
Don't let yourself go. Like,
yeah, just don't get too comfortable that you stop doing.
Because for one, it goes back to, like, is that a reflection of how you feel about yourself too? Mm-hmm. So there could be a deeper thing there.
Yes.
Are you not taking care of yourself and presenting your best your best self because you are you're
less confident.
You're hurting or you're less confident. Your self image. You have issues with your self image. Yeah. There's could be something deeper there. So maybe ask your spouse like, hey, is there something that my appearance, do you want me to like for her? I asked her, do I need to shave my beard lower? Like, is that something or do I just need to keep it trim for you? Like, what do you like? What do you want me to do? I want you to be as attracted to me as possible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How can I do that?
How can I do that? How can I make sure? And it's not about like asking for permission or anything, but I mean, it's your spouse.
What do you like? What do you like?
What do you like? Like I asked babe, like what are their, I change my hair very, very often, but I know what his favorites are. Like, you know what I'm saying? She knows. So, when I want to do it up a little bit more, I'll surprise him with a little favorite. But, just little things like that.
Exactly.
Just taking that into consideration.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference. I think it's important. Mm-hmm. And this one right here will apologize. Mm.
That's a hard one
It's a hard one, man.
It's just hard.
So many marriages and relationships end because one person can't swallow their pride mm-hmm. and apologize.
Yep.
Like, because here's the thing, it takes one person to build that bridge.
Yep.
And the other person will most of the time walk across.
Yeah, but if you're both walking away from it,
it's
gonna keep building and building and building.
There's been many times where either if Gabrielle and we don't argue, like that's not an issue, but if we're irritated about something, I will apologize. Like if I did anything to, mm-hmm. and she will apologize. Like, I apologize if I said something that, because we don't even know if that's the case.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that if there is an issue, it's fixed.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, it's just about swallowing your pride. You should not have any pride when it comes to your spouse.
Yeah.
Like, you should have nothing but love, respect, and just, I want to make you happy.
Right.
My pride takes, my ego and pride is below love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For you. In life, dealing with people, sometimes you got to be prideful and you have some ego sometimes. But with your spouse,
you have to check all of it.
You don't have to be the manliest man. You don't have to be, no emotion, Bob. I don't know what that is. I just threw out a name.
It's just a brand.
But
No, I think that is a good one. Just a simple apology can change everything.
Absolutely.
An apology doesn't always have to admit fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people shy away from it because it's like, well, I ain't wrong. I'm not saying I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. But like, it's about taking that first step to lessen the tension.
Absolutely.
Or, whatever it is, whatever I did to make you feel, or however, maybe I didn't intend mm-hmm. when I said that, but it hurt you. So
absolutely.
I'm sorry for that.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't necessarily mean you're always in the wrong, but like, who wants to spend their time being upset with their spouse? Like, life's too short for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, quickly apologize.
Diffuse the situation.
Talk about it and move forward.
Because best believe, if you didn't do anything wrong, that person's going to say, you don't have to apologize. Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what she said. She's like, you don't have to apologize.
Yeah.
Or, I vice versa. I was like, you don't have to apologize. You didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, those weren't a lot of tips. I mean, that they're not going to, cure your marriage.
Help
but I think that it's the small things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the attention to detail of your relationship.
Yeah, because those little things they tend to build up. Like when they're not happening, it builds up.
Absolutely.
So yeah, these are small things that you can tackle now and make sure you do now, so that maybe when there are times where things are rocky, that is already solid and together.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect the way you said it. If you're on, if your relationship is on a solid foundation, then you have good positive habits in your marriage, then when something pops up, the chances of working through it in a healthy way is greater.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, so hopefully these helps you. Hopefully you enjoyed just our random podcast.
Yeah, this was just
fun random.
Throw it all together, all the topics, all the things, okay?
All
the things.
But
we'll be back next week with, I don't know, a better topic.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. That's what I'm saying.
That's all that matters. We'll
be
back
next week.
Okay? Exact
jinx, Gabrielle.
Man, we've been on it pumping out these podcasts, and we appreciate y'all for coming over every Thursday and listening and watching. So if you are listening and you're not watching, go on over to YouTube, Let's Make Out podcast. You can watch us. You can subscribe over there. You can leave us comments and we can talk about it. You can also, you know, shout us out on your Instagram or Facebook at Let's Make Out podcast. Tweet us. Let's Make Out pod. Like, let's just be social.
Let's be social.
Keep the conversation going.
Keep the questions. Keep the, you know, Ask Gabe and Babe. Hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe. Or hashtag Let's Make Out podcast. You know, keep those coming to us. We'd love to read them. And we definitely are going to try to get through all of them. But yeah, so thanks so much for watching. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you next time.
Later.
Deuces.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.